Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Big news in the auto world has just rolled off the line. The Chinese electric vehicle maker BYD has overtaken, passed in the left lane Tesla as world leader in EV sales in 2023. Now, back in the 90s, BYD made just cell phone batteries. The company created its first EVs back in 2010, including buses that are now running in China and Canada and in North America. The cars are ubiquitous in large Chinese cities, but they're not yet being sold in this country. Let's talk about this with Tu Li. He's an automotive consultant and managing director at Sino Auto Insights. Tu, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So, can I start with how BYD electric cars drive? I read reviews on the sporty sedan, the BYD Seal. It's trying to take on the Tesla Model 3 and compete against the Hyundai Ioniq 6. How does it drive?
I think it drives really well. We have to look at the target market, and they're not looking for some speedy vehicle that can ride on rails. I think it's going to compete just fine against those vehicles. It already does with the Tesla Model 3 in China anyways.
Yeah. Well, let's go back quickly to the origin story of this company. I went down to BYD headquarters in the southern city of Shenzhen, this entrepreneurial Chinese city in southern China. And that was back around 2008, and they came out with one of the first plug-in cars in the world. You know, BYD stands for Build Your Dreams. Long before that, though, they were a battery company. And then they acquired a car maker. Warren Buffett put in, say, $200 million into the company. When you look at the company's history, what strikes you about it?
I think their ability to adapt, evolve, and a look at their long-term planning and how they're able to move from the consumer technology space into the automotive space and take advantage of the fact that they're experts at chip fabrication and battery cell technology and incorporate that into the products that they're currently selling that are dominating the market right now.
Yeah. You've been inside several of these BYD electric vehicles. How fun is it inside? You know, are they comfortable? Are they colorful? Is there something on the inside that is similar or different to, say, a Hyundai or a Tesla?
All of the above. Not only have I been in BYD vehicles, but I've been in a lot of different Chinese cars. Mm. And so I would say that because they focus more on growth and understanding the mass market, they're not as technology forward as some of their Chinese competitors, but I think they'll also get there eventually. Now, a Western consumer might not like some of the features or some of the kitschy colors because, as you can probably recall, China, there's a lot of lights going on, a lot of neon. It's just sensory overload sometimes. But again, they're going to quickly learn because, as you know, in 2008, they weren't a very good automotive player, but now they're kind of dominating in the most important segment in the world. So I wouldn't bet against them, that's for sure.
Yeah. So is it, say, for an American consumer, a little brighter, a little maybe showier than, you know, what we might be used to here in the U.S.?
For sure, for sure. So I'll give you a quick example. A BMW Cadillac owner might be 65, 70 years old in Europe and the United States. Those same buyers are 20 years younger in China. So different taste, different understanding of what design and style is.
Yeah. So when you then think about the green car market and reducing carbon emissions, you know, is BYD kind of at the center of what, you know, Chinese companies are doing to reduce their emissions?
They are. So they sold just over 3 million cars, most of them in China last year. And in Q4, as you mentioned earlier, they overtook Tesla for just the battery electric vehicle side in China. So they are continuously increasing sales month over month, quarter over quarter.
Yeah. So give us an idea of when the day comes that BYD introduces its line of plug-in electric vehicles, full electric vehicles in the U.S. market. What would you foresee kind of a general price range being?
I think they would play in the sub $40,000 price point. And I think that's what concerns a lot of government officials in Europe and the United States, because the U.S. market is the second largest market in the world. So they see a huge opportunity with growth and being a major player in this market. And so I think they'd be really, really aggressive. And I do see BYD taking global share on the mass market side all over the world over the next several years.
Does BYD plan to introduce its passenger vehicles into the U.S. market anytime soon? Or are we still waiting for that?
I think most Chinese EV makers are going to wait at least through the election in November and then assess who the administration is in 2025 and beyond, and then make a final assessment. But I do anticipate at least two or three, maybe a handful of Chinese EV players announcing they're entering the market by 2025.
We've been talking to Tu Li, Managing Director of Sino Auto Insights. Tu, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.